Do you ever feel alone? It's a feeling that's all too common in our modern age of social media. But here's the incredible thing. God has placed a faithful companion by our side for life. A friend who's with us day and night in good times and bad. Today we're delving into the topic of guardian angels. Stay tuned. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Before we get to today's story, in case any of you missed it, our new website is finally up and running thanks to the generous support of our special appeal donors and our monthly contributors. On followingpadrepio.org, you'll find many articles exploring the life, teachings, and miracles of Padre Pio updated weekly, along with novenas, prayer cards, and even free ebooks to enrich your spiritual journey. And as before, you can enroll your Mass intentions for our Padre Pio Holy Masses celebrated every Friday. So please, when you get the chance, take a moment to explore all that this site has to offer. The link is in the description below. And now to our story. In our lives, especially in times of trouble or quiet moments, we might feel that we are alone or without someone close to lean on. But God has placed a faithful companion by our side. Padre Pio, who had a remarkable connection with his guardian angel, often encouraged his spiritual children to build that same close bond. This is what he wrote to one of his spiritual daughters, Rafaelina Cerase, in 1915. When it seems that we are alone and abandoned, let us not complain that we don't have a close friend. Let us not forget that this invisible companion is always present to listen and comfort us. Furthermore, a few years earlier, Padre Pio gave similar encouragement to another spiritual daughter, Anita Rodote, to whom he wrote, "For the love of God, do not forget this invisible companion, always present, always ready to listen to us, and ready to comfort us. Oh, what delightful intimacy! Oh, what delightful company! If only we could at least understand this. Keep him ever present in the eye of your mind. Remember often the presence of this angel. Thank him, pray to him, always keep his good company." Now, many saints were deeply devoted to their guardian angels. For instance, Saint John Bosco encouraged invoking our guardian angel during times of temptation, and Saint Thomas Aquinas advised calling upon our angel for help in study and prayer. But for Padre Pio, this relationship was truly unique. From childhood, he saw his celestial guardian as clearly as he saw his family and friends, and believed that everyone else could see their guardian angel just as he did. In a letter to his spiritual director, Padre Pio described this remarkable closeness. Here's what he wrote. "At night, I would close my eyes, see the veil descend and open before me the heavens. And consoled by this vision, I sleep with a sweet and happy smile on my lips and with great tranquility on my face, waiting for my little childhood companion to come and wake me so that we may pray the morning prayers together to the beloved of our hearts." Throughout his life, Padre Pio relied on his guardian angel in many ways not just to fight away temptation. When Padre Pio was sick, his angel was like a nurse, offering comfort and strength. Acting as a translator, his angel helped him respond to letters from his spiritual children across different languages. He was also an ambassador, visiting the sick or reaching out to sinners on Padre Pio's behalf. When one of his spiritual children was in danger on a road, his angel even took control over the car, ensuring a safe journey to their destination. Listen to this. In 1960, Pier Giorgio Biavati was driving from Florence to San Giovanni Rotondo. When he reached Napoli, he began to feel very tired and sleepy. He decided to stop at a rest area for coffee, knowing there were still 3 more hours of driving ahead of him. He testified, "I remember only that I started the engine and put my hands on the wheel. I don't remember a single second of the drive itself." When he finally reached the square in front of the friary, someone shook him by the shoulders and said, "Come on now, take over." Later, Biavati shared his experience with Padre Pio. The saint responded, "You were right. You were sleeping all the way, and my guardian angel was driving you." Now, before we conclude, I'd like to share a thought from Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira on the common misconception about guardian angels. He points out how the popular images of guardian angels often show them as hovering over little children. I'm sure you've all seen those pictures yourself. But he argues that these images give a mistaken idea that only toddlers need angels, or that only little children believe in them. Guardian angels, he reminds us, aren't primarily about providing physical protection to toddlers. Their role is to guard our souls and to guide us on the path to holiness throughout our lives. So, even though most of us here are adults, let's remember that guardian angels aren't just a comforting story for kids. They're a real presence in our lives, constant and close, helping us face temptation and grow in holiness. As Padre Pio himself said, "Our guardian angel is a delightful company, a true friend by our side." So let's not forget to thank him, to call on him, and to rely on him each day. This faithful friend, unseen but ever watchful, is right here with us, just as God intended. Let's conclude with a prayer to our guardian angel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Thank you so much for watching. And please don't forget to check out our website. The link is in the description below. God bless.